got me feeling like the clips, bitch, I been grinding. It's rest in peace to Nip, I'ma keep shining. Rest in peace to Cookie, we gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. We gon' keep grinding. Keep grinding. Return of some real shit, music you can hear with. Make the people feel this. Return of the real shit, music you can feel, bitch. Hip hop, hip hop,
What's going on with y'all? Amazing Spider Cam here, aka Mr. AKA Order Crew Entertainment Pod. We're down a bunch of people today, so we might have some new faces on this edition. We got Shaylin, so you know that's regular. That's fine. You know, how you feeling?
Good.
We got the Phantom Sixth Man of the Year, Steven on this in the building.
Steve,
he comes off the bench when needed, just like Kuroko basketball. Just
yo,
and
Steve, that guy,
and the critically acclaimed bitch kittens, stick kittens from Bay-chan After Dark, making an appearance here. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling high as fuck, and that's always amazing.
Okay, I'm nice and sober on this. God willing, Lord willing, Tuesday. So, I mean, if I get to warm it up. So, this is going to be an anime edition of the pod. So, I mean, tap in.
Isn't it always anime edition or no?
No, we talk about whatever.
Oh, okay.
I usually open with something crass, and then it takes everybody away for a second, and then we get back into it, you know. Like I was giving shout outs to people that got paid for the PS5 by the girlfriends. So I mean, they're the real MVPs. I say stuff like that, it takes them back, and then, you know, we start with the show, you know?
All right.
So I guess we could start in with the anime season ending. I mean, what was your favorites? What do you recommend? What would you dare watch over again?
Man, I've been watching some crazy stuff from like school days, which is like 2007. I just finished, if you're talking about seasons that came out, anime that came out this year. Oh yep. Man. What did I watch that came out this year? Oh, To Your Eternity. I've been watching that like crazy. That has been really nice. That's a fucking journey within its each episode.
Mm. Now, I want to give an unpopular opinion. It hasn't been the same since episode one. After episode one, it was kind of like a decline.
What hasn't been the same?
It, like, episode one just pulls you in so deep, and then it just, like, it declines, and then
how far did you go?
I'm up to, like, episode 18, because it took a break, and it didn't come back long. Did it come back long?
No, not yet. What do you mean it hasn't been the same since the first episode? It took you up and down emotionally.
Like the first episode with like The Rock and shit.
Yeah, I think that was The Rock. I don't even think Kid died. I don't think Kid died till two.
That was the most boring episode.
He died in the ending episode.
Was it the first episode or the episode two? I thought he was with him for a little bit.
He died. He died. He ended the first episode.
And then the Google episode. Man, you're heartless robot.
A little bit too. Yeah.
Rip the Google.
He died at the end of episode one, and then he turned into the dog, and then it went from there.
Okay.
Then he met March and all that other stuff, and
yeah,
learned to talk. And you know what? I'm right.
He was already the wolf before he met the dude. He was the Rock.
Yeah, he turned. No, right? No, I think he did meet the dog first.
Yeah. Turned to the boy at the end. But I'm lying. The time skip was good. I like the time skip where he just like, well, maybe if I stay here and just like settle in, them fucking knockers won't hit me. So all right, I'm lying. I like the time skip. He grew a little nasty beard. He got a nasty pop-up shadow.
He was not nasty.
I've been watching like the old dark stuff. They don't have any new dark stuff that I like. Oh, Talentless Nana. That's new. That was good.
Within the last
kind of new. Okay, kind of new.
It's within the last year. So
it's basically My Hero Academia meets Death Note.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It was dope.
I really like it. Yeah.
But that nobody watching Tokyo Avengers?
I watched about four episodes.
Keep going, it's good.
It seemed like Erased with gangs.
No, you can't even the only thing that it has
not a good premise?
The relevance of the time travel, but
I like Erased and I like
story.
I like Erased, and then you just added gangs to it. So no, it's not a good premise. I want just regular Erased, or I want something with gangs in it.
No, Erased, you can't just be like, "Oh, I want Erased." Like, you can't compare it outside of the whole time travel part.
Mm.
You have to give it a chance.
You don't like time travel and delinquents?
I do.
Well, there you go.
That's anybody else. But I don't know. I'll keep going. I'll keep going. See how it goes. I'll try it again. I'll keep going.
I don't think you'll regret it.
Okay. I'll try it.
If you don't,
what else we got this year?
Slime Part 2.
No, I don't watch that.
Wow.
No.
You just hit everything
popular. I watched maybe, basically. I basically hate everything popular. I don't care for it. I want the old good grimy stuff, like Sarah Celestial, where the guy tries to rape his own sister.
Why?
Elfin Lied.
Yeah, that's
Liet,
that's
I mean.
One I'm probably skip.
If you want to skip it, it's not for you. It's not for everybody.
She wants redo.
Magical healing. Girls dying somehow. Oh, like yeah. I want like thriller, like mindfuck.
You want redo
and those aren't good ones. I do want redo healer, but I gotta find it.
What do you mean? You gotta find it. It's on Facebook.
It's on Crunchyroll.
No, redo is not redo the healer. Isn't on Crunchyroll.
It's on VRV. I watched it.
Though. I don't have VRV. I have to do it. I have to get it. Yeah, I only have mainstream ones.
Jessica, it's all Facebook. I watch it all on Facebook.
The link.
You watch the entire thing on Facebook?
I watch it uncensored on Facebook.
Then I definitely need that link because that's what I want, the uncensored.
Get on Cam's tag list.
I couldn't tag that one because people would be judging me.
Right.
Oh, yeah? It's that bad, huh? That's crazy. I definitely want to watch it then.
In your background, you scared the shit out of me. Like... he just pop up out of nowhere, or was he?
Oh, my husband!
Scared the shit out of me. I was like, "Where the fuck?"
No, he's streaming over there. He's Twitch streaming.
Oh, okay.
Love it. A power
streaming family over here. Yeah.
Shaylin thought it was one of them Netflix movies we watched the person die on webcam. It's like, oh.
Oh yeah.
Those
aren't too bad. Some of them are actually okay. But some of them are really bad.
Oh. But I need Shaylin's picks because she never puts the anime recommendations in the chat. This is your moment. This is your moment right here.
Okay.
What's happening?
Just everything I'm watching, or like just my top stuff from the last season, or are we doing the whole year?
Oh, are we doing everything? Then my list is longer. Do this year, so I know what you're talking about.
Crap. I mean,
I feel like not a lot came out this year. That's why I'm like, I don't even know. All together, and I don't stop in between anime. I just go and pick another one. So it's like a run-on life for me with anime.
Do you remember anything like past once you like finish binging it? Do you remember anything past that? Like where you're just like, oh, good show, next.
I remember everything. If I will start getting it tattooed on my body, cosplay, and all merch, it stays here. It stays with me here. That's where it stays, man. That's where it lives. You said, where's One Piece? Not for me.
Shayla, what's this epic list that you have for this year?
I mean, okay, I feel like World Trigger came back. I was excited about that. I just... forgot that it did. Any of y'all watch Golden Kamuy? Kumai?
What?
Golden Kumai.
Kumai?
Oh, no. Golden. What is that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Right.
What is it?
That was one of my favorite ones. And
Golden Kamuy.
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that.
It's really
good. Oh, watch Higehiro. That's out now.
Which one?
Higehiro. Higahiro guy gets a girl from freaking off the street, and she starts living with him, but she's so used to paying for living with sex, and he's like, nah.
I shaved
in a high school. Yes, and a high school girl saved me.
Right.
I actually watched like the first 8 episodes of that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Once her brother came in the store, and then I just stopped after that for some reason. I think because
It gets good out. Still. It's so good.
You gotta
still.
See her mom. You gotta see.
Yo. Yes. Yeah.
Her mom.
Yeah.
Her mom. Pick it up again.
That bitch is crazy.
She's crazy.
Yeah. So, I wasn't exactly feeling the latest season of RE0.
Was that a fairy tale in space? Or was that Eden something, right?
No, RE0. No, the Eden one, that was actually pretty good. And I kind of liked it slightly better than fairy tale. Like, fairy tale kind of irritates me sometimes and I have to turn it off, but.
Fairy tale should irritate you. Why are you watching that?
Because I need
the power of friendship.
I had nothing else to watch.
Watch One Piece if you're gonna watch Fairy Tale.
I do watch One Piece.
Transition to switch.
No, I was caught up on One Piece. Like, I needed something else to, like, you know. I liked. I mean, I guess God of High School.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness. Don't do that.
That high school.
Yeah, the hidden dungeon only I could enter was pretty cool.
I didn't watch that.
No. The rom-com where the childhood friend won't lose was like a cute little slice of life. Mm-hmm. And then I guess nothing really till So I'm a Spider, So What? I still love that shit, even though the rest of y'all don't. I don't care.
Never seen it. If it looks too happy, I don't want it.
No,
yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Don't say that. It's one of my favorite.
Don't say that.
I mean, obviously, Jujutsu Kaisen, the Ichigo, is no only piece. And then I guess everything now will be Knighthead, Tsukamichi, Moonlit Fantasy, Peach Boy, Slime, I'm Standing on a Million Knives, Battle Game, and Spirit Chronicles, and My Hero.
Hold on, why did 86 get another season? That show was so bad.
It was so bad?
I won't watch it then.
Released into the world. You have to see where this goes.
Oh my god.
Is the bitch gonna like tear down their
Yo, Hitler I'm so high on new chocolate now.
Inside
so
the
far.
Walls, like, don't you want to know what happens to all these?
No, I just want them to fight it next.
It doesn't need a second season, to be honest. Like, literally the last few episodes, I thought that it was gonna be over before, like, episode 12, because they basically defeated the last machines, and now it was just them trying to, like, find, I don't know, I guess a new place to live with whoever was left of, like, the team. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was going to be it. And then they killed off the main character, I'm pretty sure. Like, his head got taken. So I'm like, why do we need, like, a season 2 for? Like,
well, maybe he's not dead yet, or...
They definitely showed his body at the end, headless.
Like, okay, then I don't know. Maybe his version or his brain inside a machine would be something to tear down like their world. Like, we're gonna breach the city finally.
Oh, thank you, babe. But it's not what I wanted. I need the bag of.
Don't forget. You know, because they're all like, "Oh, the war is gonna end in 2 years," but I wouldn't mind seeing their city get taken over.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do now?
what's the
Thank you.
What's the thing? Reincarnation, the talent's reincarnation. The little boy. And, I forgot the other name. Rudy in it. Job was reincarnation. I need that season 2. That was amazing.
That was really good.
Are you still watching The Pirate Princess? Steven?
Yeah. I really like the animation on that. They finally started to get somewhere with the plot, really. Because before it was just like the interactions between like the main team. Mm-hmm. They brought in some like an all female villain squad in the latter episodes. Yeah, I'm looking forward to. It's not even over yet. I think it's just like 7 to 8 episodes in. So
seven.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to release on like a regular weekly schedule. Or they seem to come late for me, but yeah, I'm liking it so far. I was hoping to get like a One Piece type building set up.
Anybody ready for Platinum Inn? That's probably it's a new anime from the people that made Death Note.
Really?
Ooh.
Platinum what?
Platinum Inn.
Oh, right. I heard about that one.
That's probably going to be the new high-ish that's not Demon Slayer or...
It basically looks like L and Light, but switched.
So if you need a not mainstream Demon Slayer or you know that all that, then that's probably one to pick up.
I just came across a thread today on some weird site where people were arguing with Donald Glover about Demon Slayer because he said that it was like for children and motherfuckers was going in on
sailing
him.
Sailing on a dark web.
No, not even. It's got to
be on Reddit.
No, it's like HB or something, or like the abbreviation.
Oh, my name drink.
If it got Donald Glover attention, maybe it's something to look into.
Maybe it's Clubhouse.
Almond Joys.
Are you on? Is Clubhouse still a thing?
What is it?
Clubhouse. People just go on there to hear people argue.
Yeah, I kind of stayed on that thread to hear them arguing because they're like, this is, it's genius. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. And it's not for children. And everybody was getting all logical. And it was kind of entertaining.
So no My Hero. Y'all wasn't feeling it.
I
didn't watch it.
Especially with the villain arc. The villains. Yeah. I
didn't watch the newest season. I watched all the seasons up to the newest one.
Oh.
The newest season is one you have to see. Cause
yeah.
My villain.
I will get on it.
The shit drops.
Yeah.
Major.
I'll get on it after I'm done school live.
I loved Himiko Toga before, but now I really love her.
Yeah. She gets some good characterization in this arc. I like it.
And the.
Yeah, for Shigaraki.
Right. His old creepy ass. I wouldn't have him on the street either. Did y'all see that look in his eyes? Like, bro looked like he was going to swallow the whole street. That lady's like, oh, I'm sure somebody will come and help you. Walked away. I was like, she's a smart bitch. Like, fuck.
I need to watch it now.
Mm-hmm. And,
does he make the top 10 for saddest backstories?
His is, it's
Or is he like on the cusp?
I feel like he's on the cusp. Honestly, I feel like what's more sad is how he got picked up. Like, I feel like he was preyed upon, you know, like under the bridge. Like how he said that whole part about if somebody would have taken my hand, I wonder like what things would have turned out like.
Yeah, when it got decayed.
It's basically like Dark Knight Rises, like if he just had, you know, like someone to put a coat on his shoulders.
Right.
Tell him like everything will be all right, like things would have been different, but.
Except for like the worst villain in the world.
Well, All For One got to him first. Like,
right. Like,
this... Be my son.
And here, take a hand because you lost one, so I'll just use somebody else's hand.
You know, take six of them.
Well, you'll remember this moment.
We're going to give you trauma right here. Take a bunch of these hands and just put them on your face.
I do feel bad for, like, the dog and his sister, though, because I...
From Fullmetal Alchemist?
No, the dog from Shigaraki's dog. I feel for the dog because he didn't save the dog's paw for him to put on his face. So I guess that would look stupid, right?
Having the dog's paw hanging out the back of his pants.
Ew.
Yeah, like a...
like a rabbit tail.
But I was really excited to see all of their powers, like, get stronger, you know, like, how they do in the moment or whatever. Like, he didn't touch nobody, and then that whole group was gone. And twice, being able to produce, like, a whole army of himself and not be so stuck in his head, I feel like. And then Toga being able to take on people's powers instead of just their looks and their face. So I was like, all right.
Everybody got a boost with Spinner. He's just, like, still being a green gecko.
He's still being, like, Stain Light.
Yeah.
Diet Stain. Stain Zero Sugar.
He tried.
Yeah, I guess.
I think Toga got the biggest boost out of them all, because now that she can copy, like, powers, it's like,
you're kind of unstoppable. But I feel like there's got to be some better, like, I wish that she didn't have to, like, have their blood with her. Like, if she's got your blood, like, then she's good forever. Like, not having to carry it around.
I mean, he'll get diluted after a while. I mean, you got to take that little sip.
Too OP.
Yeah, it has to be too OP to stay in your system.
I mean, because eventually, you know, people are catching on to it. Like, I'm not letting you get nowhere near me, and you're not taking none of my blood. Then what does she do?
Right, she does fight the you girl later, and it's a pretty good fight. So, I mean, stay tuned for that. Yeah. But how about some anime OPs, anime intros that you just can't skip?
That's all of my intros. The ones
really?
That I keep.
You like all of them?
I like all the ones I keep on my playlist. Mm-hmm. My Wii playlist.
The Wii playlist.
The Wii playlist.
These are your intros of all time, right?
Unravel from Tokyo Ghoul. Definitely.
Right.
The intro, I think that was the intro of the ending to Blood Sea. That was the intro to Blood Sea. Oh! Fuck. What's with Thorfinn? What's that show?
Vinland Saga.
Vinland Saga, that one. I like that one. Yeah. Listen,
if
Fire Force.
If Cold Rain did your intro, you probably like it. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. They did Fire Force. They did what's the shit? The dude with the patch on his eye. Tokyo Ghoul. They did Tokyo Ghoul.
Really?
They did.
My God.
Probably why I love it.
King. What's that shit? King's Game or something like that?
King's Game.
Oh.
Yeah, they did that one too.
I like the Gleppner song. The ending thing to Gleppner.
They did Jujutsu Kaisen, so they do it all. Cold Rain.
I like Jujutsu Kaisen, the intro to the first season.
The second season, I need people to stop doing it. The second
season. No,
that's
the song intro.
I have to listen to them one after another to see.
Yeah.
Right.
Craziness.
More emotional gravity in the second season. The second season intro.
Right. Just like Fire Force.
And of course, like the ending. I love that ending theme. Like, so upbeat. Usually,
I like.
Yeah, no, I want to make a TikTok video of the ending.
Lost in Paradise?
Yeah, I think that would be fun to, like, redo their. Their outro.
Trying to think, what else?
I liked the intro and the outro to the case study of Vanitas. I like the outro better.
Mm.
The Ichigan Deities Only Know Peace.
Yeah.
One was good. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good one that people don't talk about. It's called Darkadaro, like that intro that's like real manic.
It's really weird. It's like they were on LSD when they did it.
I mean, that's my favorite, so I love it.
I like the one from Dororo.
Yeah.
I got a lot of yes.
Can we talk about how OP 2019 was? Promise Neverland, Shield Hero, Demon Slayer. Dororo, obviously. I guess you could throw in what's that shit? Senku. The guy with the green hair, fucking smart guy.
Right, Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone. I guess he's doing Dr. Stone. But 2019 is pretty.
I haven't seen it.
You didn't see Dr. Stone?
No.
Jesus. I don't know. You may not.
I'm sorry. I'm too busy. I'm too busy watching all this dark psychological thriller anime. It's the closest thrill next to murdering somebody. I need that.
Next to it.
Next to it.
Huh. Who you murdered?
I said that once. I posted that once. I was like, man, I love my anime dark. I need darker. And my husband was like, we just watched a child melt. What do you mean you need darker anime? And I was like, I just want darker. And I posted that. And somebody, what did they say? They said, shit, sorry, I'm high. They said, oh, they was like, well, you know, you could kidnap and torture your own people. And I was like, that's a good fucking idea.
I bet Jess, if Jess was a Uchiha, she probably murdered a clan before
time. I don't know what Uchiha is, but I would murder a clan, yes.
Well, we know.
I don't watch Naruto. I don't watch Naruto. If it's popular, I don't watch it. Not really.
But just because it's popular doesn't mean
you like it. A lot of my anime isn't really popular, so that's why I say that. So that's why. I just don't do it. Shonen, not really into it. Shoujo a little bit. Like if you either give me really fucking cute like Somalia and the Forest Spirit, or you give me fucking that thing was fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Or you give me something dark like this guy getting murdered because his dick was too good.
What?
What? Is it Made in Abyss a shonen or no?
No. Who?
Is it Made in Abyss a shonen?
I loved Made
in Abyss. No, it is not. It actually gets pretty dark, especially if you watch the movie. I'm going to find the movie and watch it.
Yeah. Shonen is pretty much a person going on in the
I like where they make you think. I like when they make you think it's happy, and then it's like, nah, bitch, they're actually going to like die and get their dog raped and all that shit.
Get their dog raped.
Slayer, I guess.
Yes. I bet you'll get off on Goblin Slayer.
What kind of?
I heard it was the one episode, and then everything was tame after that. Everybody tells me to redo the healer. That's why I want to find it.
I feel like
it's so hard.
People tell you about Goblin Slayer because of the whole like that first episode, yeah. But actually, it's a quality series. Period. Like,
yeah, I liked Goblin Slayer a lot.
Jess, I will send you. I'll send you redo the healer in the chat.
Okay, I'm gonna watch that. I just watched Perfect Blue too. I didn't see that before. I was like, people was really hyping this up. It was okay when it comes to dark, but it wasn't that bad. I've seen worse, and it was pretty good on movie.
That was a good old days. We had new movie reviews, and I watched that, and I was like,
that's the best stuff. The old stuff. They didn't care to push those boundaries back then.
No, Perfect Blue was like the precursor to. If you watch Black Swan, they got like a lot of influence from Perfect Blue. She's basically like the girl in the spotlight who kind of like starts to go crazy, doubting herself for the psychological thriller. Like, you could see the parallels between Black Swan and Perfect Blue. It's one of my favorites.
Can you find me something what was it?
Redo the Healer.
Gleipnir.
Which one you said, Gleipnir? Yeah, I could probably look up something.
Yeah. I
watch Corpse Party if you want to see violence.
I don't think I saw Corpse Party. I just saw Dead Man Wonderland.
Oh, goodness. Another good OT, Party? But a terrible show.
Shit.
What?
Huh?
Dead Man Wonderland is terrible. A good opening.
Dead Man Wonderland wasn't terrible.
I loved it.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't the best show. It was stupid. I think the manga would have been is better, and I can't do that until I finish my anime corner.
In most cases, the anime is better. Like Akame got killed. The manga is way better.
Yeah. And what's the other one? Shit, we just finished like watching it. Tokyo Ghoul. Tokyo Ghoul as a manga.
Oh, that's my favorite. I already told you that's
because they destroyed like the second season or whichever one was it, Route A?
Third season. They screwed up. They put my nigga in skinny jeans.
Yes. Get 12-12 skinny.
That's what bothered you?
Yes.
That's not.
They made him look way too. No, no.
12-12 skinnies. It's like, what was the show? Darker Than Black. Like, the first season was amazing. Yeah. The second season was awful.
awful. And Darker Than Black.
What about Black Bullet?
All time, but you can't find the first season anywhere. But they have the second season, which is trash on Hulu. Yeah.
Fucking Hulu.
What about Black Bullet?
Is that the Battle Blood Blockade something?
That is when they are killing little girls.
Okay. Complete. It had to be a twist to it.
The alien race.
That sounds familiar.
They had to kill all the little girls.
Kill little girls. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I remember Freezing. Freezing was okay.
Freezing?
Oh, Freezing was great.
What was the one where
titties
and
estrogen?
What are you asking? That's what it is. And you get titties and they power.
Got quiet on the titties part. Like,
I wasn't sure if I heard him correctly.
You heard us. Now continue.
What was the one where they like? Where you have, it's kind of like a game, but like people are killing each other, and they got like the masks, but the masks have like chips.
Oh,
high tower or something.
Yeah,
something.
High rise.
Yeah, high rise.
That show was trash. It was bad.
I didn't finish it, but
I was reading the manga for that, and I was dropped off. But
High Rise Assassin, High Rise something, whatever.
Yeah, it took way too long to get to.
I might have still didn't show us his face, you bastards.
Get to the point of the show, and it's like it's taking too long. I'm gonna just leave it on, continue watching on Netflix, and I'll never get to it.
Speaking of Netflix, what was it? The one that just came out, it had Adam.
Record of Ragnarok.
Yeah, Record of Ragnarok, which should have been great, but it turned out awful because of that animation. Very disappointing.
I don't think the animation was bad. It was just the fights were like 2 seconds, but it was like 3 episodes, so we had to have backstories.
Yeah, I forgot person. You Dragon Ball people want like 12 episode fights. So
I didn't want to go
2 second fights. 2 second fights is going to be too short for you. Regular anime fights is too short for you.
Don't make us seem one-dimensional.
Y'all need season-long fights.
Where
one punch gets landed.
No.
I will sort of agree to that, because Cam, I tried to read the last chapter of Dragon Ball Super today, and like I had to reread that shit several times, and I only got to the 14th page because it was boring as fuck.
Just say you hate Dragon Ball. That's all you gotta say.
I hate Dragon Ball.
I like Dragon Ball. That we're trying to read that fucking shit was
fuck. Is it because you're not used to reading Dragon Ball, or is it just because like the actual chapters?
How many calories is this entire pack?
It might be a combination of both, but I have to read other chapters to see if that's the actual reason or.
You don't. It's about Vegeta's character development. That's all it is. He's like, I only agree.
He was like 8 pages of R. Pew pew. Yeah, I got you. Now I got you. Like,
he made all that hate. His goals. That was the purpose of the chapter. Like, Vegeta used talk no jutsu.
Ooh, y'all could have done that in 2 fucking pages.
the hate is so real.
I tried. I really did.
You ain't try hard enough. That's the problem.
I tried 3 motherfucking times, and that's the fucking charm, and it did not work. So
what type of weeb are you? Who would be a main character and quit? You know.
That's why I haven't watched Black Clover.
Black Clover's great. God damn, I forgot it's popular, so you're not gonna watch it.
Yes. Naruto. No Dragon Ball.
Well, what about Boruto? That's not a problem.
I'm not doing that either.
Got my Nami on.
Well, it's popular, so fuck it.
There we go.
Yeah, One Piece is popular, so we ain't with it.
No One Piece. No Bleach.
I started One Piece.
No Bleach.
When I started One Piece, I knew one other person they watched anime. Like, that's it. Like, it's not like they put me on the show. I watched it by myself, and I definitely didn't know anything about the outside anime.
And definitely no sports anime.
More hate.
That's funny because some sports anime like Haikyuu, like,
yep,
they're game changers.
They're really good. Their stories are actually good too. It's not just like, oh, sports.
I feel like if I wanted to play a sports video game, then I would just go outside and play a sports and play the game of sports. If I wanted to watch a sports show, then I would not watch an animated sports show. Why do you think they didn't make that in Saturday morning cartoons? It's just regular.
What I'm saying is, I feel you on that, but I don't want to play volleyball. But High 2 is a good show.
You don't want to play volleyball, but you want to watch other cartoons play volleyball. No. Not even other people. Would you even watch other people play volleyball? Would you watch a volleyball game now since you've watched a volleyball anime?
Absolutely not.
The way that they do in the anime, then I would go to those matches and watch
them. Right.
Anime has actually gotten me into sports that I've been exploring before. Like, I like ice skating now because of Yuri on Ice, and I thought swimming was boring. She's gone anyways. That doesn't matter. Well, fuck.
No, I'd say, like, sports is, like, treated like basically mecha anime, you know. No one wants to watch it. No one wants to give it a chance. I don't know if it's just because, you know, you don't get to see the characters more than you see the robots fighting, or with sports, like, the fact that you can't enjoy the sport means you can't enjoy the characters. But
that's why I feel like if you gave it a chance, that it, the way that they do it makes it where you can get into a sport that you've literally never been interested in before.
Like, I just finished Crokinole Basketball on Netflix. It was good.
Mm-hmm. That was.
But I still watch basketball, so it don't matter.
Wait, so.
And I watch, like, Crokinole Basketball, but I don't even watch actual basketball. So.
Right. The two sides of the same coin.
What's happening?
Have you tried any sports anime, or are you just like, I'm not going to try it at all?
I'm not going to try it at all.
I feel like if you...
I don't like sports, so why would I watch sports anime?
There you go.
That's because you like anime.
I love anime, but I love a specific kind of anime, and I'm definitely not going to watch something in real life that I'm not going to watch an animated version. It's the same fucking thing.
The thrill of victory and teamwork, or children dying? Just give me the children.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
let's make a comparison.
Life are you seeing, like, children getting melted?
I was just about to say, like,
I'm not, and that's why I would watch it.
Oh, because it won't happen to her.
It won't happen. I'm not going to go outside and see children. But I can go outside and watch some people play basketball.
To me, therefore, I have to watch.
I have to watch.
Yeah. Don't have kids.
Now,
I have kids, who not to leave them with.
I can't watch it.
That means she can watch Space Jam, because the entire universe is on the line at that point. And then it's also a sport, so you're combining the two.
But I heard the new one's bad.
Well, yeah, he's just like, if you lose, I'm going to delete all your social media. I'm like, oh, okay. I got to play.
That's all that happened?
I fell asleep.
He said, I will delete all your social media, LeBron James, and do something to your son. I don't know what the something was, but LeBron had to play for his social media and his son.
Give him a
That's
job.
A horrible lesson to children.
Give his son a job so he didn't play basketball and, like, spited LeBron James.
Wait, it is kind of up your alley, because them Clockwork Orange niggas is in the crowd and they're rapists, so I mean, kind of can't watch it. I'm not lying. They were in the crowd. And who else was in the crowd?
But the movie
said. I don't know. It was they were in the crowd for the basketball game. There was some freaky ass people in the crowd, but Pepe Le Pew wasn't. Couldn't make the team because allegedly it was sexual assault.
The remake of Cinderella was better than that shit.
With Brandy?
So with the no.
They remade it with Camilla.
They remade it. Camilla Cabello.
Yeah.
Again?
Camilla Cabello and like, what's it?
I don't know. Somebody.
If poses. There was anyone else in that movie, they made sure that nobody knew them. Nobody could.
Filled it with has-beens.
Yes. Filled it with no one and anyone will ever see again. These people will vanish after this.
Oh, at least they got like 5 minutes in a meeting.
They had Billy Porter from Pose in it, I think. He was a grandmother.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, that yeah. One.
Come on. We could just watch, you know, the Brandy Cinderella.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, I'd rather.
Saying, that shit was better than Space Jam. Like, Space Jam was fucking.
And you might have a point.
Anything else good than Space Jam?
No, I definitely am right. There's not could be with that. That shit sucked.
Oh shit! Did
you know what used to be my favorite kids movie? It was The Pagemaster. I used to love that shit. Macaulay Culkin. He was animated. Jesus. Macaulay Culkin.
Pagemaster.
I'm old. Leave me alone.
It ain't even that you're old. You're just stuck in the past. Like, we're all, I think, in our 30s.
I love Page
Master. Oh!
The Page Master.
She would have had to Google it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that was.
Yes, and a troll in Central Park. Yes.
Oh my god.
An Indian in a cupboard. Yeah.
It looks like
you need to stop. You need to stop.
Oliver and Company.
You need to
the
stop.
The first Tom and Jerry.
Listen, nobody willingly watched Indian in the Cupboard. The only way you can watch that movie,
it was one of my favorite movies on VHS, and it was amazing.
When they bring out the VCR in the TV in school and wheel it out in the cart, that's the only way you can watch Indian in the Cupboard.
Yes,
there's no other way.
Yes.
I read that shit. I had to read it first.
That's like when they made us watch Holes. I'm sorry, read Holes, and then they made us watch it later. They're like,
oh,
you guys,
no,
guess
right.
What?
That is
Holes is coming out with a movie.
When like you didn't have nothing to do for school that day, and they're like, we're watching a movie.
Yep.
We're watching Indy in the Cupboard.
Oh, too
happy. That's so funny.
That's what I said.
I'm enjoying. Well, I was enjoying Macaulay Culkin in American Horror Story.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Like any of them?
I've never watched American Horror Story.
If it's popular, I'm not going to watch it.
That's the type of shit that you should be watching.
She gave you a mantra.
I mean, I watched Black Mirror.
No.
You watched the one episode of Black Mirror.
I watched all of Black Mirror.
No, I watched
every episode.
Episodes. I was not into it.
I watched all of it.
You like in front of some sports anime, like some of our like personal picks, and just like.
I would probably like
it, but you haven't.
I would probably like combust. I would like burst into flames watching something that wasn't dark.
I think you would like that too.
Like watching your popular shonen shit.
She's like combusting.
Story.
Yes, this is violent.
She can start with Murder House. There's a Getsu guy killing people, so. You might be into that.
That's what, yeah, like they're pretty dark.
Real murder doesn't really intrigue me. It's animated murder.
She wants blood all over the place. Somebody's dick in her heart. So
yeah,
I want a realistic, like the head is still looking at me and shit.
You said you like the psychological shit, and it's a lot of mind fucking psychological, and then like a little bit of gore and dark.
He's trying to reel her in. I gotta watch this.
He's trying. So.
I'm telling you, Corpse Party.
I'm going to double check, but my husband said I watched it already. If it's on the list, I probably already watched it. I go diving deep searching for that shit.
So you did Elven Light and all that. You did Berserk.
Yep. I just started Berserk. But somebody said don't watch the show, and they said to watch all three movies, though.
Watch the old one and then read the movie.
Yeah, they said if you're watching the 2018 one, stop. And I was like, okay.
You can get away. Actually, you can kind of get away with the movies. I mean, it's passable, but nothing goes to the. You can watch Berserk, the old one. Watch Gantz. Watch what was your intro anime? Ninja Scroll?
No. like any teenage nerd, it was Final Fantasy Advent Children.
Oh,
Inuyasha.
Any what? Wait, describe.
Advent Children?
Advent Children was a gateway anime.
I don't think that was anyone's.
That was the first thing I watched. I'm just saying, like, that was one of the first things I watched. Inuyasha, Fushigi Yugi. But Fushigi Yugi was old school, where, like, rape was still a thing.
I'm pretty sure it's still a thing.
You know what I mean?
Definitely still a thing.
It was, like, nitty-gritty back then.
Tap into, like,
Vampire Hunter D or 3x3 Eyes or, like, X.
The movie. Oh, Shadow Steel.
Oh, Ghost in the Shell, too. That was one of the first animes I ever watched.
Yep.
I was broken as a child. That's how I started.
I think mine was My Neighbor Totoro.
My Neighbor Totoro was your first one?
Yeah, and then
Sailor Moon. Look at you. Y'all nice and soft and doughy. Look at you. Because that was your first anime.
What? No, I like Sailor Moon.
Talk about me.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about you, too. I was like, what?
It has.
He smiles. He's like, I am kind of nice and soft and doughy.
Tavern Tuesday. Listen, everybody's gateway anime was Ninja Scroll or something on Toonami.
Yep.
Not me.
Mine was pretty bad.
You didn't sneak and watch anything on Toonami at night?
That Adult Swim.
I didn't start watching anime again from like 8 until like 2021.
Jeez.
Yeah.
No, you had to come down. You had to hurry up and come downstairs and turn the TV on real low and sneak and watch Adult Swim.
No, Sneak Real and Watch low.
BET. Yes, yeah, Squidbillies. Remember Squidbillies? Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but whatever show had Drac in it.
Squidbillies disgusted me.
Bitch Kittens was watching Inuyasha while Shaylin was watching Tim Girl.
I was watching Inuyasha.
My intro was like Sailor Moon and DBZ on like WB.
Oh, and Cardcaptor Sakura.
Channel 11.
Got it.
Because I didn't have cable until like 2001, so I had no cable before that.
You didn't need cable.
I got cable literally the last time they showed Outlaw Star. Literally the last episode is when I got cable.
And everybody had the bootleg cable. Oh, and Trigun.
Yeah.
Trigun
I got to see.
Cowboy Bebop.
Outlaw Star. Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
What's that shit, Big O?
Big O! That was my shit. That was the only mech I like. Except for the new one I'm watching. Shenandoah something? Where, like, the planets are about to fight each other? The moon and the people who live on the moon are about to start a war with people who live on Earth?
I feel like that's a
lot. Like, recently? Yeah, I was like, I just watched one, like, within the last year that was
mecha. If it ain't Zoids, I ain't for it. For mecha.
Zoids?
Yeah. Joy is definitely one of my favorite shows to watch. I can still watch it today.
I was a G Gundam guy.
Mm-hmm. I was a Metabot girl.
Oh, me too.
Oh, what's that? Futadons, I think.
Metabots.
Anybody watch Metabots, at least for the ref.
Yep. Yeah.
At least for the ref.
This is a 1v1 bezel. Metabots! Yeah.
Metabazel! At BlurCon, I had to go see it. They were showing it in the movie theater.
He got paid no dollars.
Oh, but before we forget, we're about to forget the hiding things in your ditties.
So there's
a post on Facebook with this, it was a girl with just a shirt on, whatever. You don't notice anything. And then the caption is like, they'll never know. And then the other picture was a bag of popcorn. They're obviously in a movie theater, I guess. And then it was two Whoppers. So it was two Whoppers hiding in her bra, but you couldn't tell. They had a black shirt on. And then I don't know. I guess it's just the circumference of the bra just matched the fucking Whoppers. Hiding behind in front of her tits, so I guess nobody can smell the onions coming off her chest. So I mean,
you don't stop and ask.
Probably the Big Mac sauce.
Ma'am, is that you just smell like pickles? I'm gonna have to search your bra.
Yeah.
No, the fuck so not.
What was the well place something that you ever hid in your bra that is like
my phone, I suppose.
No, that's
we're talking about whoppers. Two whoppers.
Yeah, but whoppers are A, you can smush them, and B, like, they're round. So a phone is square. It has a phone case. It's not the shape of anybody's boobs.
No.
Really kind of hard.
That's just for a pocket. That's a regular pocket. You put it there, and it just sits there. That's the holder. That's just the automatic phone holder.
Square boobs, okay? It is not.
Yes, it's a holder. It's a holder.
It's a holder, but he said hide where you can't.
I put food in there for the kids during the trips, I can sneak food in. I'll put a Chipotle burrito. Yeah, I got snacks. I'm ready.
Stop. I need to hear about this Chipotle burrito.
Chipotle burrito.
You didn't have the extra scoop of chicken.
And the kitten. Exactly, yeah, sugar. A kitten.
Did you bring a kitten?
So this is what happened. I had to put the kitten in my bra and go into, because I had to go to a birthday party, but I had to take this kitten home from work. I worked in veterinary medicine, and I had to take the kitten, and I put it in my bra, and I was like, you cool, in there. And they pat me down, because it's a club. It was at the birthday party. I just left the box over there. I didn't want nobody to steal my kitten. She got to go safely in my pocket, in my little, my booby pocket.
In the car.
Meow when they were like,
and I kept pulling the kitten out in the club. I was like, oh my gosh, here's a kitten. And everybody just petting the kitten. Yeah, they had a good night that night. Petting kittens. The kitten was fine. She didn't even pee or poop. She's fine. She's fine.
I'm glad she didn't pee or poop.
Yes, because that would have been my bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to level up the organic material.
I'm not putting nothing living in my bra. Fuck no.
Well, so other than the phone case, so you talk about your Tomb Raider 1 box.
It's a pocket, like anything that if you don't want to bring your purse, you know, lip gloss, shots.
Yep.
Honey,
shots. Yep.
Hair stuff. Push pins. I forgot I had.
Oh, and the bigger your boobies, it either gives you more space or less space. Because that means the flatter the item. Flatter the item, the like you could fit under anything. If they're huge, you could fit phone, wallet, money, debit cards, all that shit, all underneath there.
I have like 50 push pins in there, and I forgot about them. And I like fell asleep, and then I like rolled over on the bed, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
I was about to ask, like, do you have feeling in them? Because you apparently forgot about them, so it's like. You just got
there was feeling, but I mean, you know, it wasn't until I like rolled over on it that I remembered.
They don't have them old auntie titties yet, so they can't put like a slab of ground beef from the market in there. It's just like hot dog packets and shit like that. So they
all that hot dog packets. Your own
ketchup, mustard.
No, I did put a steak underneath there. I was stealing a steak one day, and I put stealing it under. I stole a steak and I put it under in my bra. And the thing is, it was winter. It was winter. So, you know, you're wearing a giant coat. Bam. Yeah. I had some tilapia in my armpits.
Jesus Christ. Tilapia in the pits. Steak in the tits.
Yep.
Gross.
That should be a shirt. Steak in the tits.
You know what?
Tilapia in the pits.
No, I wouldn't.
Fish in the pits.
Ew.
I told you you gotta upgrade the fresh.
Sure produce. Don't.
When you're a mom, you just have different stuff to put underneath there.
We have boobs and then purses.
So you want her to put the steak in the purse? The steak juice get all over your personals? No, you put the
better
steak
than
juice.
I'm not a purse girl. I'm not a purse girl, and that's the first thing they check.
Wash your purse. Like,
I'm definitely, if the steak is going to be leaking, I'm not putting that shit anywhere. I'm probably about to eat that shit. Like,
that's why you double bag it.
Double bag it.
Double bag it.
They get plastic burn.
A hamster's been in there before. Under boot. But hamsters bite.
Actually, I did get burned because I used to keep lighters in between my chest, and like the fluid leaked out of the lighter once and like burned my skin away from the middle. For like 2 months, it didn't grow back. I was like, I'm never putting a lighter in there again.
Sorry, my bad.
You live and you learn, and then you put lighters in between.
It was the easiest place, and people always steal lighters, you know? Like, so, if, yeah.
So you didn't light your titty on fire, it's just like the...
No, it leaked. The lighter fluid leaked.
You should have said that you lit yourself on fire. It would have been...
It could have been catastrophic, but crisis averted.
No, you've seen my boobs in a shirt. They're not burnt titties.
I did not burnt stare titties. That hard to know. I was being respectful.
What? Okay. You could be respectful and still, like, notice what's in the room.
Can you guys hide anything? Y'all can't hide anything.
No. Sucks
for y'all. Yeah, can y'all hide stuff, like, in your balls?
No. That's not
I was watching this show on Netflix, Squid Game. Girl pulled out a whole thing out of her pussy pocket.
Wait, don't, because I just added...
Hold on, cigarettes and lighter.
Yeah.
You're good, that's it.
Okay.
Well, the best one was that anime girl pulled a rocket launcher from out of her titties, so...
Oh, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. I remember that. Never watching that again.
No. Rocket launcher?
To get on a cruise, I made a whole makeshift tampon with weed. I did some James Bond shit with a tampon
and weed. Like, you put weed inside of a tampon?
I cut the tip of the tampon. I cut the back of the tampon. I put weed in the middle.
And put the tampon up there?
And then, and then put the tampon back into the plastic applicator, and then put the plastic applicator in there.
But why not just leave it in the plastic applicator?
Think about that.
That's the lesson here.
That's the lesson. Right there.
Fuck me.
Oh, wait, and then I made another one, but I put it back into the plastic wrapper. You know how they may have the resealable ones?
Yeah.
So I had one in there, like looking like a regular tampon, and then, the one in my hoo-ha.
So who smokes that pussy weed?
Yeah, nobody wanted any either. I was like, oh, I got some. They were like, oh, how'd you get it out here? I was like, oh, I got the best story. And they were like, nah, we don't want any of them.
They got barbecue.
You should have told them, like, niggas love to, like, fucking soak a blunt. So it's like, what's the difference here? That's what you're saying.
It's not like she just put the weed in her vagina. It was inside.
Yeah, it was wrapped in plastic.
She's like, I'm not turned on, so it's not all, like, wet and shit.
There you
go.
I mean, why does it matter? Guys should be, like, happy for that, maybe? Or not random wetness. Y'all got to know the wetness. Y'all got to be familiar with it.
Yes, we have to be familiar with the wetness. Jess, you had to be responsible. So you got to go over to Weichan after dark. You got to get set up.
Oh, yeah. I know you're having fun. The show doesn't start till 9.
We're over at this point. We got to thank the
famous that's 3 minutes. Man.
Right. We got to thank the famous fish man, Steven Amis, to jump in to save us for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, thanks for coming through and having fun with us.
Yes. Let me know whenever we're talking about anime again or hentai. I'm good on that, too.
We talk about it frequently. Shaylin, another one down.
Sure.
She's not regular. I can't get excited about that. I was like, you're here.
Steven, too. I'm we had here. This dope-ass conversation over some weed in the bathroom. BlurCon.
I was like, this is literally like the BlurCon chat. Like,
this is the BlurCon chat. We were all there. People.
We're just missing Brandon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, besides the sleepy-ass niggas.
Yo, for real.
Yeah.
You're the outage yourself, though. Make sure you take a nap after the show because your ass falls asleep.
That's why he hopped off the way. As soon as we exit, that nigga's gone.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Peace.
No.